blink, and the animal did not move. Its skin was leathery with a pebbled texture, and basically the same coloration as the infant's, yellow-brown, with darker reddish markings like the stripes of a tiger. As Grant watched, a single forelimb reached up very slowly to part the ferns beside the animal's face. The limb, Grant saw, was strongly muscled. The hand had three grasping fingers, each ending in curved claws. The hand gently, slowly, pushed aside the ferns. Grant felt a chill and thought, "He's hunting us." For a mammal like man, there was something indescribably alien about the way reptiles hunted their prey. No wonder men hated reptiles. The stillness, the coldness, the pace was all wrong. To be among alligators or other large reptiles was to be reminded of a different kind of life, a different kind of world, now vanished from the earth. Of course, this animal didn't realize that he had been spotted, that he... The attack came suddenly, from the left and right. Charging raptors covered the 10 yards to the fence with shocking speed. Grant had a blurred impression of powerful 6-foot-tall bodies, stiff balancing tails, limbs with curving claws, open jaws with rows of jagged teeth. The animals snarled as they came forward, and then leapt bodily into the air, raising their hind legs with their big dagger claws. Then they struck the fence in front of them, throwing off twin bursts of hot sparks. The velociraptors fell backward to the ground, hissing. The visitors all moved forward, fascinated. Only then did the third animal attack, leaping up to strike the fence at chest level. Tim screamed in fright as the sparks exploded all around him. The creature snarled, a low reptilian hissing sound, and leapt back among the ferns. Then they were gone, leaving behind a faint odor of decay and hanging acrid smoke.
"Holy shit," Tim said. "It was so fast," Ellie said.
"Pack hunters," Grant said, shaking his head. "Pack hunters for whom ambush is an instinct." "Fascinating." "I wouldn't call them tremendously intelligent," Malcolm said. On the other side of the fence they heard snorting in the palm trees. Several heads poked slowly out of the foliage. Grant counted 3, 4, 5. The animals watched them, staring coldly. A black man in coveralls came running up to them.
"Are you all right?"
"We're okay," Grant said.
"The alarms were set off."
The man looked at the fence, dented and charred.
"They attacked you?"
"3 of them did, yes." The black man nodded.
"They do that all the time. Hit the fence, take a shock. They never seem to mind."
"Not too smart, are they?" Malcolm said. The black man paused. He squinted at Malcolm in the afternoon light.
"Be glad for that fence, senor," he said, and turned away.
From beginning to end, the entire attack could not have taken more than 6 seconds. Grant was still trying to organize his impressions. The speed was astonishing. The animals were so fast he had hardly seen them move. Walking back, Malcolm said, "They are remarkably fast." "Yes," Grant said, "much faster than any living reptile. A bull alligator can move quickly, but only over a short distance, 5 or 6 feet. Big lizards like the 5-foot Komodo dragons of Indonesia have been clocked at 30 miles an hour, fast enough to run down a man, and they kill men all the time. But I'd guess the animal behind the fence was more than twice that fast."
"Cheetah speed," Malcolm said, 60, 70 miles an hour.
"Exactly."
"But they seem to dart forward," Malcolm said, "rather like birds."
"Yes,